Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the personal trainer. The personal trainer. If you go to gyms all across the country, you can actually pay for a personal trainer, someone that will help you achieve your desired physical goals. If you want to get stronger abs or stronger back, tone, thighs, you name it, the personal trainer will assist you every step of the way. Now, you've got to pay for that personal trainer. However, that's an individual that is dedicated to your physical success. In business, the people who are a part of your organization, no matter what position they hold, they've come to you for one reason. They want you to become their personal trainer. Now, I'm not speaking of you helping them get in shape or anything along those lines. No, they want you to be their personal trainer from a business perspective because they are looking at the lives that we've got and saying to themselves, if I connect with this person just for a little while every week, I'm going to get better and better and better. And my friends and neighbors, once we embrace the fact that every team member, every single person in our organization, no matter what size, shape, or function, is dealing with us in the same manner that a person goes to a gym and deals with a personal trainer. They only connect with us because they believe we can make them better. My friends, I'm going to give you just a few key points today that we'll discuss the four key steps that are required when we understand who we are as personal trainers. How do we then approach the people who are on our teams? I'm going to outline these today, my friends, in the PUSH acronym. Now, everybody will agree that the personal trainer does push you. He's the one that'll make you get that extra rep. He's the one that will make you run that extra mile. He's the person that pushes you. Well, by the same token, my friends, we are the ones, the leaders, who push those on our teams. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the leaders are the ones who have the wherewithal to get the most out of everyone that they come in contact with, and it's done through this PUSH acronym. First step, the P in our PUSH acronym, reminds us of the importance of patience. Yes, my friends, obviously we'd love for everybody to excel and advance from day one. We want them to come on and hit the ground running, and we'd like for them to bring the greatest numbers and perform the best. In every sales environment, that's the case. However, in order for us to be the best leaders we can be, we've got to exhibit patience. Let me ask you, how long does it take a baby to walk? How long does it take a teenager to become a good driver? How long does it take a student to fully understand calculus? How long does it take a person to lose 20 pounds? Well, obviously, you know that there are no definitive answers to any of those questions. Your response would probably be, it all depends on the person. It all depends on the situation. It all depends on several other factors. Well, I pose those questions, my friends, because by the same token, if we were to ask, how long does it take to become successful? We couldn't answer that question in definitive terms. Everybody's on a different path and on a different plane based on different sets of circumstances, which is why as personal trainers, we've got to be patient. Yes, my friends, we cannot expect everybody to tone up as quickly as we did. We can't expect everyone to hit the number as rapidly as we may have hit it. Yes, it may have seemed simple to us, but it might not be simple to everyone. That's why most people can't teach people how to drive, because their level of patience is gone. But the key, my friends, is when someone connects with you, we have to exhibit patience that you, in our PUSH acronym, simply outlines the importance of understanding. See, the better I understand, the more patient I can become. And understanding is a prerequisite in order for anyone to achieve greatness with those who follow them, those who look up to them. And all we've got to understand is three things. One, we've got to understand the past. Where did they come from? We should understand. We may not be able to relate in definitive terms. They may have came from a background that we can't necessarily relate to, but we should have a level of understanding of where they they came from. We should understand their past. We should also understand their pain, what they are going through, what led them on the journey to find you in the first place. Then finally, we've got to understand their potential. What can they become? And isn't it great, my friends and neighbors, that it doesn't matter what past we had. It doesn't matter what pain we've endured. All of us have the ability to achieve greatness because those two things, our pains and our past, never dictate our potential. If anything, sometimes they make our potential even greater, but they never diminish our potential. So my friends and neighbors, understand that if you've got someone on your team that may not have come from the greatest backgrounds, they might not have made the greatest grades in school, they may not be the greatest student today. However, their pain and their past oftentimes accelerate their potential because they're hungrier, they're more eager to learn, they're willing to take in everything that we teach. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to have understanding, and also that S reminds us of the importance of strength. One of the things about a personal trainer at the gym is they never tell you to do an exercise. They teach you how to do a particular exercise. They never tell you to do a set of 20 this or 10 of that. They always show you by doing it themselves first. They want you to observe them handling the challenges with ease. They want you to see how easy it is for them to do the things they're asking you to do, because as you're watching them in their strength, that gives you the information as well as the picture that you can keep in your mind and say, if they can do it, I can do it too. When was the last time your team saw your strength in action? Have you ever done a presentation in front of your new team members? Have you shown them step by step how it's done? Have you given them that example that says, here is the pattern, follow it? My friends and neighbors, I'm telling you, when they see your strength, it's nothing like that. I enjoy sometimes, if you'll see a football game, the players are on the sidelines, even basketball. You've got the team on the bench and they're watching the game, and there might be a great dunk or a three-point play, and then they'll show a clip of the bench's reaction. They're excited. They look like cheerleaders almost. They're waving towels and they're falling back and they're getting excited because they've seen the strength of the starter, and now when they get in the game, it's going to make them work that much harder. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your team has got to see the strength of the starters. Also, that final one, my friends and neighbors, A reminds us of the importance of hope. Hope just says we never give up on anybody that is connected to us. Hope says we always believe in them. Hope says we never stop thinking that they don't have potential. Hope says that we can stay with them because we understand that as long as they are on the team, they've got a shot. My friends and neighbors, we are the personal trainers, and I challenge each and every one of you to operate in that PUSH acronym, the patience, understanding, the strength, and the hope. Now listen, my friends, if you enjoy this training segment, I challenge you to get certified through Success Training Institute. It will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.